I was Minister of Foreign Affairs and Justice Minister during the Second War in Lebanon in 2006 and during two military operations in Gaza. I believe in solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict based on two states for two peoples, even though it looks quite difficult to do it now. I was the chief negotiator for peace between Israel and the Palestinians. And in the last two rounds, the Palestinians didn't say yes, but as you ch suggested, they didn't give an answer at all. On October 7th, I was on my way from Milano, Italy, to Copenhagen to participate in a forum that Madeleine Albright established. It calls the Madeleine Access, or foreign ministers that we used to meet. But when I was in the airport early morning of October 7th, I start getting the information, including a text message about a friend of mine that was killed while defending his community, and I turned back to Israel. As an Israeli, I was a child in Six Days War and a teenager in Yom Kippur War. I was a minister during the Intifada when buses exploded in Israel and participated in funerals of children. But when I came back home to Israel on October 7th, nothing can compare to this, to anything. It's not the number of people that were killed, that also, but not only. It's the atrocities, the cruelty. They tortured people before killing them. A gang rape, killing people from zero range. To those, I'm stating this because I know that there are some massacre deniers and they do not trust what Israel is saying. So maybe I should quote what Secretary Blinken shared with the Congress about the family that they killed, that they gouged the eye of the father, cut the breast of the mother off, and amputated the girl leg and cut the fingers of the boy, and then they killed the family and start eating from the family's refrigerator. So this is just one example. And now we have the families and the babies that and the children and the men and women that were kidnapped without seeing Red Cross. Probably one of the women that was abducted gave birth this week. And so everything, these are really, it's not just another round of violence. These are crimes against humanity. And the frustration, not only mine, of every Israeli, is that just a month later, what we see in the streets is anti-Semitism, a kind of understanding what Hamas did, like we are those that enter Gaza, raped, killed, tortured Palestinians. And I'm not asking the world, as you said, Aaron, to close your heart and minds to the situation of the Palestinian in Gaza. Not at all. You say that these lives are equal value. That's true, but there is no equal judgment, not morally, not legally, for those that are looking for children and civilians to kill, and for an army that is using and expressing the right of his country to defend itself, trying to act only against terrorists while they are hiding among civilians and make this job very difficult. And therefore, Israel asked the Palestinians to leave the places where they are when Hamas is hiding, trying to avoid you to minimize the civil casualties. Now, what I want to say to those that are listening to us, that it looks like you need to choose between Israel and the Palestinians, but this is not the right division. On one side, there are those in Israel, on the Palestinian side, in the international community, supporting peace, end of conflict, freedom for the Palestinians, security for Israel. And on the other side, There are those that represent a religious ideology. I disagree with you, Hussein. Their ideology is religious, jihadists. I'm sure that they, if I, according to my understanding, they don't want to control Gaza at all. They just want to be the armed militia. Their ultimate goal is to destroy Israel. And if, as you say, their goal is to represent the national interest of the Palestinians, so we have a bigger problem than I thought. Because if the national movement of the idea of the national movement of Palestinian is what I hear in the streets, Palestine will be free between the river and the sea, and the meaning is full elimination of Israel and establishing a state on the ruins of the state of Israel. So we do have a bigger problem than we thought. So I do believe that on the Palestinian side, there are those that represent this religious ideology, Hamas and other jihadist groups. And on the other hand, there are those that are representing the national solvable conflict between Israel and the Palestinian, and this is the legitimate PA. So Hamas is an obstacle for peace. And therefore, Haron, thinking about the way to turn this into hope or to take this opportunity, there is no hope for peace with Hamas. I hope that we can find another way, but not with Hamas, that is clear. And because Hamas is an obstacle for peace, and it's also a huge problem for the Palestinians in Gaza who deserve to live better life. I want also to express that the war now against Hamas is not just out of rage and revenge, but this we have a strategic goal. The US administration understands it. Gulf state understand it as well, even though they have they can have problems in expressing it directly. But I want to pass quickly also the history and the facts, because when I listen to those criticizing now Israel, it is based on false understanding of history, short history. So let's speak a bit. I'll do it shortly because it's not for you, Aaron, not for Hussein, not for Eli, but maybe for some of our listeners. Yes, we are speaking about this tiny place between Jordan River, Mediterranean Sea. The conflict did not started with the establishment of the State of Israel, but the establishment of the State of Israel was part of the solution, according to the United Nations, that wanted to end an ongoing conflict by establishing two states, Israel as a Jewish state and an Arab state. The Jewish leadership accepted it, the Arabs denied, attacked Israel, and at the end of 1948 war, Gaza remained by an Egyptian military control, and the West Bank was the West Bank of Jordan, controlled by Jordan until 67, when Israel was again under attack, and we occupied these two places, Gaza Strip and the West Bank. In the peace treaty between Egypt and Jordan, Egypt decided to give up Gaza to Israel. And as was said before, they don't want to take Gaza again, unfortunately, I must say. And in the peace treaty between Israel and Jordan, Jordan gave up the West Bank to Israel. And then the National Palestinian Movement is demanding, asking for the establishment of a Palestinian state that never existed. And the negotiations are based since Oslo, since 1993, based on the idea of two entities, two states, hopefully living side by side in peace and security. This national conflict is difficult enough. We have sensitive issues. We have the refugees. We have Jerusalem. We need to define the borders. I negotiated twice, or maybe even since I listened to Hillary Clinton reminding that Clinton, that her husband offered in 2000 a Palestinian state to be established. This is what we offered in 2008. This is what we offered during the Obama administration in 2014. And Abu Mazen didn't give an answer. He didn't say yes, he didn't say no, but disappeared. I'm not in a blame game, but just trying to put everything on the table because these are the facts. But the most important fact is that this is not connected to what Hamas is doing, because Hamas does not represent any legitimate Palestinian interest, as Hezbollah in Lebanon does not represent any legitimate Lebanese interest. Both of them are representing a completely a different interest. Now, the most important fact is that since 2005, there is no Israeli occupation of Gaza Strip. I was a minister at the time. We evacuated thousands of settlers that most of them were born in Gaza Strip, but we decided to demolish the settlements, to uproot these people, to take out our forces, and for 20 years there is no one Israeli soldier, no one settlement in Gaza Strip. And then there were elections on the Palestinian side. I tried to convince at the time the American administration to deny the participation of Hamas during these elections, because I said that there is no democracy in the world, that terrorist organization that does not accept the rules of democracy, rule of laws, the fact that the monopoly of the use of force is by the government and not by armed militias, for example. But I got two different answers. The one was that, well, they are not going to win the elections. Well, they won. And the second one was, look at Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now they have this political arm, and therefore they will be contained. And a few months later, they attacked Israel and so on. So I think that, and the elections were supervised by NDY, so there was a place to say that it's not possible. But the day after Hamas won the elections, the quartet, including the UN, US, Russia, and the EU, I think that maybe this was the last decision that the US and Russia agreed upon, said that any Palestinian government can be legitimate if they will accept the right of Israel to exist, renounce violence and terrorism, and accept or abide to Oslo Agreement, the peace treaty between Israel and the Palestinians. And for 20 years, Hamas does not willing to renounce violence and terrorism. And I know for some, they are saying, okay, one side terrorist is the other freedom fighter, but this is not the situation, because if the Palestinian wants freedom in Gaza, and I wish that they have, the only way to do so is by renounce violence and terrorism. Because we don't, Israel doesn't want to control Gaza. What is called the siege is because they are continuing Hamas to infiltrate, to bring more and more weapons. So when we are speaking about the humanitarian needs of the Palestinians, well, maybe they don't have, well, they have, but they still have all these rockets and the tunnels that they built underneath Gaza, the entire Gaza Strip, for their own purposes. And when somebody, one of their leaders was interviewed, he said, "The tunnels are not for the citizens, it's for us, care of the Palestinians, not us." So this is the problem of the Palestinians as well. So we have no other alternative, frankly. We left Gaza Strip. Hope that, I mean, we were speaking about greenhouses and we got green flag of Hamas in return. They start attacking Israelis. So at first we acted against Hamas, but not in a robust manner as this war. Hope that we got deterrence, but it didn't work. we had another round and we reached a kind of understanding of ceasefire. And yes, on October 6th, there was ceasefire until they decided to massacre, to slaughter, to do these horrific things. And therefore, there is no other alternative. And the goals of this war, of course, is to bring the hostages back home. And I truly hope that this will be sooner than later, and to eliminate Hamas.